Yes, I was telling you, it was 50 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper came out to play.
Yes.
And Frank Zappa reacted immediately and made this parody of the Sergeant Peppers.
Yes.
We're only here for the money.
Now, you know where he was, Roxy? He was in New York City. This is like June 67. He's at the top of the New York culture scene because he's putting on his play called Absolutely Free, subtitled Pigs and Repugnant. So, and he's watching all the hippie. It's a Summer of Love thing happening there in New York City, a key place with be-ins. It's in that environment that he decides that this is not good and it must be stopped immediately. So he wants to chop off the Beatles' head. So that's the context.
Because he immediately got that this was a destruction.
Yeah.
He, like, you played this amazing interview last week in which he's showing a deep understanding of the environment, of economic, of advertisement.
Yeah.
And I now that I understand McLuhan, and we understand the vortices artists that go beyond just one discipline. They really like you call them orchestrators, that
yeah.
like conductors.
Yeah.
Frequency modulators of what McLuhan calls the scale of the different media affecting perception and different phenomena.
Yep.
And this one-liner by Frank Zappa, we're only here for the money, it's really, for me, as relevant as the medium is the message, because money is really the hidden ground of many things we see. And many people think...
Let me stop the noise person just a second. Who's this rude person? Is it Brian choking? Just a second.
It's a sub-genius trying to tell us not to accept money because it's bad. But it's not true. It's what Roxy's saying.
Yeah. Okay. I think that was just Brian. You're okay, Brian. Hey?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay. Okay, so what's this about money? Yeah, so Roxy's saying...
Yes, it's like... I'll give an example. Trump has been treated very bad by mainstream media. And you published this thing about the music quote that is going to be developed already. It's like a port is being built in Italy. And it's becoming reality, something that Roche has been talking about for a long time. They want to make a road that connects China with Europe.
Yeah.
So that the exchange will be more effective. And maybe Europeans are going to end up producing for the Chinese, for the huge Chinese market.
Yeah.
But that's the hidden ground of all these criticizing of Trump and the very banal way in which people are distracted, like with the Peace and Love, with Sgt. Pepper's and drugs. Because according to LaRouche, who's behind all this always?
Yeah.
A friend, the British Empire, and it's really amazing how when one starts studying things with their system, using McLuhan, it's beautiful how everything connects. Like I remember Ezra Pound, the poet,
yeah.
wanted to understand the Federal Reserve
yeah.
because many of his friends died during World War I. And he wanted to know why was this war going on? Why was the reason so many people died? So he decrees metanoia, his repentance, and he said, this story with the Federal Reserve is the best novel ever, something like that. Because, like I would say, many things we see, like in ecology, in education, in art, actually the real hidden ground behind this is money. And money has become like the sole motivation of production in the West, the cause of everything.
Yeah.
And since the beginning of banking, there was this link to the occult, and occult only means hidden. But there is always also like some type of paranormal or blue rose aspects of money. And when I came forth, the real blue rose, he started talking about economy.
Yeah.
And then Sarah and parallel world economies, which go beyond any understanding we had until now of economy, because like Karl Marx, he also did his methodology of all the production systems. And he knew that to understand what was going on, one had to understand what he called the capital, which is not only the money, but all the tools to produce the resources.
Yeah.
But there is always something missing in all these explanations and studies. So that's why, for me, what Papa did, you know, that he did to say then, when everybody was into what they called spirituality, we're only here for the money.
Yeah.
It's really like so revealing, and it's so summarizing the whole environment.
Yep.
And, yes, maybe you want to say something.
Yeah, when Rai returned to Essence in January 67, everybody responded, and there was the Year of Lovins and all that, and Zappa was the only one who did not fall for the youth image. And it was quite shocking when he said, we're only in it for the money, because every other band, including the Beatles, were trying to say they weren't in it for the money. He really expressed the hidden ground there. That's right.
Yeah.
Vincent, the fact that Zappa was really into advertisement.
No, say that better. I didn't get that. What's your last sentence? What Zappa did what?
Advertisement.
Yes, he came out of advertising, yes.
That says a lot because, like Marshall McLuhan said, advertisement became the main art form of the 20th century. And people may think these are just empty, silly, shocking slogans, but they really are deep, man. They're really explaining how the programming environment since the case.
Like the caves.
Was made with this magic.
Yes.
Art. And the shaman was already a type of satellite conductor.
Yeah.
Frequency modulator.
That's true.
And this is very important because Ian has been talking also about how we do the power outside ourselves. And money became like the manifestation of this power outside ourselves. like all these archetypes in religion and these ideas we give this huge value into objects and into things. And,
well, you know, what I used to say back then, Roxy, was God as an image and religion was supposed to unite people around certain virtues. That was obsolesced, you know, by the mid-20th century. So then money, forcing everybody to get in line with it, was the new unifier. It replaced God, technically. Cultures had religions. Everybody was subject to those rules, those laws. That wasn't working by the 60s. So money as the matchable medium replaced the image and function of religion. Like, it's not a materializing or vulgar. It was the only medium that could replace the chemical body God. So it was a great unifier.
And it's really interesting that this idea of money is behind the different medias, because when everybody has these very simple theories about how money came to be, and they say first there was barter and we needed this thing that everybody wanted, so it was easier for exchanges to have, for example, gold instead of potatoes, because maybe somebody wanted potatoes, but not everybody. But everybody wanted gold. And actually, the trade function for thousands of years with this barter, with some type of credit, and the faith, the trust that I will do something for you, and then when I need your help, you will do something for me. Or when you harvest, I will help you build your house, and when I do mine, then you will help me. And
yeah.
Then it had the word, the trust, the faith.
Yeah.
And that was it. But when people start owning things, like we said on last stages, this generated accounting. And with the accounting came this separation of the sexes, because everything was specified. This belongs to this woman or to this man, and this accentuated like this separation of the sexes.
Right, that's the putting the power out. That comes in with the Ark of the Covenant. That's putting the power outside of us.
Yes.
The beginning of visual space. No more the word power.
Mm. Yes, and the reason writing was invented was to keep the records.
Yeah.
Who owns what, who, because people used to say, okay, I'll help you, but maybe they'll forget or something happened. So it was important to keep the records of who had to do what for him or who owns what.
Right.
Because of these records, because of writing, education had to be born, because people then needed to learn how to write and how to count. And so it's really like money is really behind all these different transitions we have done with
the fragmentation. See, McLuhan writes about, in Understand Media, how the city has constant irritations going on because every new environment further fragments once you got writing. So you need another counter-irritant for that. And so the tensions in the cities, you know, lead to all kinds of warfare and gang warfare because of this abstraction and putting power outside of yourself through writing and money. But you would blame writing more than money. Money was just one of the contents of the uses of writing. Like, you know, you go up and talk to somebody. They respond with their word power. But if I come up and talk to you and you start writing it down, I go, hey, buddy, pay attention. What the fuck are you doing? Look at me. Look at me when I talk to you. Don't start scribbling on a piece of... Go ahead.
We saw in the Pergamon the
museum
the records, and they had a god of writing, and they also started... Most of the things that were written were about accounting and laws, because,
yeah,
of course...
Hammurabi.
Yes,
Hammurabi's code.
They developed the laws to make contracts and to solve disagreements and to regulate the trade. And then, of course, the king and the religions had the idea of taxing the people. And when they started using gold, they had the idea that it was very complex to say exactly, okay, how much gold is this harvest worth, for example. And they had to measure it and quantify the metals. So the kings started making coins so that it was easier, faster to say, okay, so many coins are so many potatoes. They didn't have to weight it and think how much value this amount of metal has. So there was this standard simplification to make trade faster.
Yep.
And,
let me add something here. That when we went to the Pergamon in Berlin, that this amazing wall sculpture showing the little man beating the gods. This is at some point in Homer's history of Greece, or that area. The little man beat the fucking elder gods. Think of the Church of Genius, Brian, you know, the elder gods.
That's the Pergamon altar, which is the Babylon priest. Moved,
yeah,
to Pergamon in Turkey, and then moved to Berlin.
Yeah, they moved it to Berlin.
Actually,
but the point was, I was looking at
there,
it. What? From there?
The archetype of the symbol of money comes from the god Asclepius. That is this road with the snake.
Yeah.
And that was the health and wealth symbol that we still use. That comes from...
Yeah, money was the root of health. If you didn't have money, you weren't healthy. And that's why I'm saying we're coming back to where we started, where the new currency will be the RNA drops. Money will be health.
Mm. Interesting.
Okay, now this Pergamon, you go and look at it, and these little men, they topple the gods. So that brings in Greek democracy. So you move, when you get to Vico's cycle, Vico has the age of the gods, then the age of the heroes. So the Greek democracy period, you know, 500 BC, is the time of heroes, where people put the power into some anthropomorphic image. And that was a de-evolution. But it would lead to all kinds of services in other ways. Like Aristotle spent his time back then, we've got usury. Is this good? What are we going to do about this? And money started to speed up nature. So he saw that this made wealth. So he was one of the first to notice that the effects of money was creating an abstract space, which you could determine in the accounting world as new wealth, something being made out of nothing. So he writes about that.
Mm.
Aristotle.
Yeah.
What's your next point, Roxy?
Vincent, yes, what you were saying about this retrieval of the Pergamon, that's why the Nazis retrieved the Pergamon. They made the place where they made their biggest ceremonies and rituals.
Right.
Was a copy of the Pergamon, because they wanted to link to these things you were talking about, the mythic.
Right. Then Ion told us that there were these different churches, and one of them was Pergamum, and he said that they were banking. This is what St. Paul would write letters to these groups, and they were banking centers. So Pergamon got brought to Germany, you know, way back there, and Ion said that was Deutsche Bank. Came from Pergamon.
And that's the hidden ground of the secrets that are in the Bible. And that we only have an understanding of these things through Ion, because, I mean, how could we know the Pergamon church is the Deutsche Bank? And
right.
It's really interesting that since February, the
money was such part of the ground that it was an emotional issue, and McLuhan seemed quite radical or different when he included money as a medium and talked about it technically. Everybody after that point had all kinds of value judgments and argument over whether money was real or vulgar or not. McLuhan didn't bring value. He's one of the first people to talk about it technically without bringing in emotional value judgments. The Christian virtues and this and that, and good and evil. And you'll see early reviews. Let me just say this. Early reviews of Understand Media, the reviewers go, holy shit, he's regarding money as a medium. But it wasn't a medium to the average person. It was the core of their emotional thought matrix. It was their hidden ground, especially under electric conditions. So, you were going to say?
Yes, and one of the things Ezra Pound found out is that the American Federal Reserve is owned by the British banks.
Yeah.
So this will explain if media is owned by the main bank, and there's this paradigm change going on in which China is building this new Silk Road, and they own this, and now the Pergamon Church.
Yeah.
The Deutsche Bank, and they're building things already in Europe for ports and for trade. Of course, the old system that works with the Federal Reserve is attacking Trump.
Because he's talking to China.
That might be. Yes, because this is the new paradigm, and the power of the
now,
service, of course.
Did you see my post, Greg Duffel, who took over the International Connection from Bob Marshall? He was out in Vancouver. His mother lives out there. And I posted this article of Trump liking this conference, and the American media was not talking about it at all. And Helga Zeplarouche spoke there. So if you think of Helga, then you know it's a fringe conference. Most people would say that, oh, this is just some LaRouche thing. But it had all these major prime ministers from all these countries there. But I didn't know this. Greg, who's living out there in Vancouver, was listening through Bellingham, Washington State, to Chinese news and Japanese news. And it was a major story, this conference in China and Japan, even though all that terrorism was happening that week. This is a few weeks ago in Europe. Mm-hmm. We don't get that. But he was listening. He likes to listen to that kind of stuff. He'll listen to Al Jazeera and all that. He said it was constantly talked about in Japan and China, this fucking conference that Helga Zeplarouche spoke at. And so, you know, the LaRouches have always been linked in with the Chinese for the last 25 years. Promoting them and all this, the Silk Road thing. So there we had verification of the power of this story in through Greg Duffel.
Totally. Yeah, it's like get out of the American bubble, and that's what the world cares about.
Yeah. And Trump seems to be reaching out to that. I think that was his main message of his trip. You know, Europe didn't like him, but the fucking Arabs and the other people liked him because he's getting closer to China.
Right. Yeah, and it's interesting because people, you know, assume, oh, his economic policy is so
just naively nativist and or something like about the all about the domestic, we want our jobs back or something. So if he's actually like, oh wait, he's, you know, endorsing a more kind of the alt globalist vision that, you know, China actually likes rather than just what Anglo-Amero like.
Yes.
Like, oh, wow. Okay. So his economic, I guess we don't want to talk about his economics anymore at all. We'll just talk about anything other than that.
Yeah. You could say the anti-Trump in the American media was the same thing that happened to Salvador Allende in Chile in 72, 73. It happens to many countries since World War II. If the CIA wants to nail a leader, all this bad press comes out. So America's kind of like a third world country on the chemical body level. So there's this heavy media campaign against Trump, and maybe one or two people could see that. But nobody saw what was happening in China, and that's the reason why the bank, Britain and Pergamon, now bought, just recently bought by China, but the bank, the British structure and the French are so mad at Trump because he's going to China, which LaRouche has said for 25 years, that's the key issue. Yeah. So he'd get mad at Obama, the Bushes, Bill Clinton, if they didn't be open to this road.
The Pope.
What'd you say, Roxy? Say it again. Fix your mic. What did you say?
The Pope didn't look miserable. The Pope.
The dope.
The Pope.
Oh, Pope.
The Holy Father.
I might be wrong.
Pope. The cult?
Pope.
The Pope.
Vatican Pope.
Francis.
Oh, P-O-P. Yeah, yeah. Yes, he looked shocked. Yes, he couldn't look at Trump in the eye. And Trump walks around like he's got a kind of power, you know.
No,
he does look like he knows he has a reason to not be afraid.
Yeah.
That stuff.
How come has not been assassinated yet? How could he... considering, you know, the media is for him, the people, the Android meme says, yes, he needs to be impeached. Perfect situation to assassinate him. How come he hasn't been shot or killed? He's got some incredible kind of protection going on.
Yes, and I remember when I started listening to Ion, all the things he was telling us about the Nassar and San German and the parallel world economy. I found it really, really fascinating. And this is what says in the Bible. You have to repent, but the repentance was the translation of metanoia, which is not like we think, repent from our sins.
But no, it's just looking back.
To look back.
At the stages of apprehension.
To see all these... And that is what Ion has been doing in all fronts. And
correct.
One of the weirdest thing is that this thing called non-physical come and starts talking about economy. Most people have this idea that spirituality has nothing to do
with
money, but then.
He would end every show back there in 2011. He'd end every show after 3 hours with cash flow. He'd give out the latest price of gold. That's how he'd end the show. Gold is at 1 point something. It didn't look very spiritual. Certainly wasn't a new age kind of approach to what was going on, which is why a lot of people thought we were a joke. We were not, obviously not spiritual. We didn't follow the cliches. So it's a really important point. So you were intrigued. Why? Because you had studied Marx and college and all that. You were intrigued why this non-physical voice was talking about economy.
Yes, and because everything Ion does is like the opposite of what one would expect of the second coming.
That's right.
But it's really brilliant because...
Yeah. And real.
Really,
and that's why McLuhan makes it great, because McLuhan started to talk like that. Mm. He brought media into spiritual life, religious life.
Yes, only somebody who really understands McLuhan can then get Ion and overlaying all these layers and without... usually people believe in some type of system like socialism or capitalism and said many times, you can look into everything without...
Yeah, they amputate their thinking
into a social outer, an environment outside themselves, what they put their power in, which is visual space. So they all have a visual space social meme that guides their big view, the big picture part of their mind.
Yes, and it is really, I always wonder, how could men use fiat money? You know, these papers, we say.
Yeah, fiat money.
It is the one. But when you understand the Gutenberg galaxy, and you can understand, this is another of the effects of the book, that everybody's on the same page first, and we believe in what is printed, and this is the... And,
let me add to that.
We still
so McLuhan
have this currency, well, hard money, even though it's obsolete.
Right. Now, let me tell you about that. In Understand Media, McLuhan says that all electric media, all major media, with a few mechanical media like movies, they were engaging in civil war, but not visual space. Visual space is the bankers, the money system. It was the unifier, the frame. So if you get paranoid, like Ezra Pound, you start noticing that money is not in the game, then you can start saying, oh, everybody's working for money, or money is in charge of this, and the bankers are evil. Pound didn't understand that once there is a technological environment, like the Gutenberg galaxy, it doesn't go away. So when the electric Marconi galaxy comes in, then the Gutenberg galaxy becomes a figure, an investment of spiritual values. So the unifying, which was actually fragmenting at the time when the Gutenberg galaxy was ground, but it becomes a unifying figure invested with spiritual values, because that's what happened when you have a new environment. The old environment becomes art form. So the bankers were allowed to sit on the sidelines and sort of keep the book straight while electric media acted out all kinds of identity crises, including World War I, II, and III.
Yes, in God we trust. That's printed in
Who would say that?
Currency.
What kind?
In dollars.
Yeah, in God we trust, in visual space. And you can see the population is actually acquiring its power, because it's post-visual space. Individuals are acquiring their power. They use artists as images of that for heroes. And you have all these occult movements and cults. All that is natural attempts by the chemical body to escape the hold of the Gutenberg galaxy. But it was a panic and didn't understand technically you couldn't escape from money. Because evolutionarily wise, the Gutenberg galaxy had reached archetypal status, and you can't get rid of an archetype. But now we have. We went in the Android meme, and then that swallowed up the electric environment. The electric environment became God, and that's Wolf Blitzer and CNN. They were the authority. And then Ion came in to upset the Android meme, and Trump's riding on that. So we see the Android meme and the TV God freaking out on all levels, from the news commentators to the comedians. It's a very programmed, lawful process we're watching.
Right.
Yes,
lawful in the terms that, this is what happened when you do this. You bring in that kind of medium, this is what happens.
Fiat means fidere in Latin, is to have faith. So fiat money is something we believe, like in our religion. It's really interesting how in the dollar you have the emerald color and the great seal that was supposed to have been given to Jefferson by an unknown person. So there are all these hermetic symbols that we were talking about, how Giordano Bruno said we have to go to the original archetypes and the Masons, which is the ideas of Giordano Bruno. And you see it in the money, they're using hermetic symbolism.
Well, it's interesting. They call it's almost like the elites at the time of the American Revolution, you know, around Adam Smith, they called it the invisible hand. They actually started to see that money was an invisible process, a hidden ground. They, because they're in the middle of orchestrating, keeping the books, could see that this was a new environment, that even though it had private vices, it had public benefits. This was a revolutionary idea back then. That was the beginning of, hey, we're being programmed. And then McCone comes on later and says, Gutenberg man is a robot. Adam Smith and them realize there's a robotic process. Machiavelli wrote about it. The leader cannot be a friendly guy anymore. He's inside visual space, extreme conditions. So he has to work the state and represent the state and not the people. He has to represent visual space. So you see that only the elites started to get this. And then they could see it was an occult process, a new kind of magic.
Right.
Yes, and what you were saying about money being like God, it's like we can see the idols, the occult idols, God, were the gods. And then the different media is transmutated, like... then it becomes fiat money. We believe in God, in the printed.
Yeah.
But then it's being discarnated, like Marshall McLuhan talks about the angelization of men in the electric environment. But also money is then digits, it's virtual. I think only 7% of the exchange in the world is made with hard money. All the rest is done virtually with digits because each media accelerates everything, also trade, and harmony could not be transported, brought here and do this and for the amount of exchange is really not practical. It has to be electric. It has to become discarnated. It has to become information.
Yeah, currency becomes currency. Money currency. It becomes the information pattern, the fad. Like, you know, an average kid growing up for the last 50 years would say, why? My father's a banker, and they're always monitoring the polls and the news, and the president says something bad, and my father, the banker, freaks out. The kid doesn't understand that the banker is responding to the real currency, which is the word that makes the market of the day. And then that affects the limp medium of money on the sidelines. But this panic that the word makes is the actual money as the arbiter of new wealth, not visual space money.
Yes, and for me it was a big shock to know. For example, the Federal Reserve is in charge of creating the hard money.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve produces hard money, the bills and the coins. But a very little amount of trade is done with that. Most of the trade is fiction, it's virtual, it's just digits in computers.
Which is not fiction. The new medium becomes reality.
There you say there is no virtual reality. But for me, it just to know that was a shock because usually we all believe you have money in your account because you can go on to the bank and they have to give you your money as hard money. But it's not true. It's just to keep this illusion that this thing somehow exists.
Yeah, the little man's mind is the conspiracy. They They don't understand why the banks can shut down your bank account. You know, so it's a crisis, so the people run to their banks, and there's going to be a run, so they lock the doors. And normal old small community values would be, hey, Mr. Banker, you know me, you know my account. You can't shut my stuff, that's my money. They don't understand the intricate imprecation, imbrication. It's a good word, learn it. Imprecate means to overlay like mosaic tiles. Overlay. Mm. They don't understand the overlaying of the Gutenberg galaxy, the Marconi galaxy, the feudal galaxy, the ancient galaxy. All this stuff is in the world, your living virtual world. And that is what is not taught to kids. They're made to believe in bullshit nonsense based on visual space.
And that's the thing with all those bankers committing suicide and Deutsche Bank being bankrupt.
Right.
The oldest bank in Italy.
When they formed the Federal Reserve, the richest people around on the books, just like the oil companies had to do it, they said, we're in a global village. It's becoming a global theater. We have to coordinate an automated robotic structure. So they made the income tax and the Federal Reserve in the teens. Then the oil companies made their deal in the 20s. And they were beginning to realize, which maybe James Joyce and Lewis realized, that we now could program and have to program societies way beyond what Orwell thought. You had to program these environments.
That's the frequency modulation that you talk about. And that's why I always say this is a new song, because some economists say harmony will only work during the clock period, the mechanical period. But in the
right
market environment, when everything is so fast, we cannot do trade with this harmony. It has to become also electric information and be as fast as everything else. And,
now you know what he called that?
Type of money.
Let me add to that. His great op-ed, McCool's op-ed.
In French and in Spanish, but I don't know them in English.
What's the word?
All these. Not fiat money, but the digital money.
And the French have a word for it.
Secondary.
Okay, look. The New York Times op-ed by McLuhan, September 1974, is really important. He said, the problem with Keynesian economics or Marxist economics is that they are trying to maintain equilibrium in this computerized virtual reality, real reality. He said we have to understand disequilibrium economics. That's what he was proposing in 1974. That
right.
If you think that chaos is chaos, you're going to miss it. Chaos is not what's happening. Disequilibrium can have a balancing effect non-visually. The books can't balance it. You can't balance the books. So from that point on, the 70s on, the social critics would say, oh, they're lying about the unemployment statistics, and they're lying about this and that. And anybody who was a non-yuppie would be saying that the economy is based on statistics. They didn't understand that it didn't matter what statistics were made. There had to be the appearance that everything is sort of okay.
Listen,
once you panic...
with Trump, that... He found this thing that they're not going to bail out any more banks, because there were some laws in which they stated each bank has to have so much percentage
right
of the money they are supposed to be lending and using in their digital transactions. But none of the banks really followed that rule, and that's why all these banks went bankrupt, because they were lying about their assets, like the Deutsche Bank.
Right.
And, there was no control, because everything is digital, it's information. can't, they don't really have as much gold as they claim or as much money as they do.
Because it wasn't important. See, this is where the bankers,
yes.
The economists, didn't explain.
But there is really no way to control it.
Right, and they didn't admit it. They had to be
dead. And we're in this situation of the negative interest.
Yeah, because people want to believe that a banker is more than a janitor. McLuhan used to say that Leonard Bernstein and the big composers and conductors of the 60s were mere janitors, keeping the classical music meme going. In other words, the people were the kings and queens, and the elite images, the yuppies, were the lowest point of social status. But culture had to pretend that visual space status still applied. So the bankers had to pretend that they were in charge and have all these ridiculous concepts and lie that they actually had no control, and finally it caught up to them when nobody could communicate anymore, in the late 2000s.
Mm.
Yes, and nobody could. I don't explain. Mm. Money is debt. So
money is debt.
The amount of debt in the world is really like, what is this? And I don't say, what debt? When I ask him, what are we going to do with all this debt?
Okay, so that, what you're describing, ran its course over the last 10 years. Now there's nobody has a way to organize a sense of trust over someone protecting your valuables. So Trump enters the scene as a chaotic butterfly who actually is honest about the chaos by his actions. So he's in sync with the chaos, and he is in a position to bypass the whole Android meme. And he's looking for people who agree with him. And that's all he needs. So he is not the president of the United States. He's a world Castro.
The thing is with Greece, like all of a sudden, one day, people cannot take their hard money from their accounts. And their whole retirement savings are gone. Because if a bankrupt, a bank gets bankrupt, they don't have to pay you. They're bankrupt, they're private, they're corporations. And
that happened in Greece.
Most of the trade in the world is done with this digital money, not with the Federal Reserve money. So when all these banks are doing all this bad trading, lying, and all these things, and they go bankrupt, that's why Trump says, we're not going to pay for your corruption. It's like, why do people have to pay for you making bad business?
Because you won't define it. Now, Hillary showed this when she said, admitted to the Goldman Sachs bankers, when she gave a private talk to them, she says, I must give a different line to you than when I'm on regular. Problem. That there's a whole different language that the bankers use because they know they're not what people think they are, and the politicians can't talk about that. What Trump is bringing in, this is where he's a shaman. He is defining the reality that Hillary and everybody else wouldn't dare do.
Mm.
He's saying, look, your information environment is fake, and 10 years ago, that's a problem. But it's so obsolete now that you can just follow my tweets. And I'll just tell you, I had another meeting with these people, Boy Scouts of New Jersey. It was a wonderful meeting, wonderful people. So he's on a positive tone, which is a good way to try to bring in a new situation. Just maintain some kind of success image.
SAPA was irrelevant because when everybody was saying, oh, we have to change the world, we have to fight the system, love and peace and drugs, it wasn't to know. We're here for the money. This is what we have to look into. And he always
Zappa, if he was asked,
coming from the
Zappa was. If he had known it, he could have said, "I'm talking technically." He could use the McLuhan line.
Yes.
Why did you say you're only from Ohio? I'm sorry, technically.
Why
and he does.
Vortices.
Yes, a vortices. And he does talk technically in that great interview that was just unearthed from November 1967, after he's been through the hot summer, the psychedelic summer, and done all that theater. He starts talking so technically, and the who's a mainstream DJ with the normal, I'm more virtuous than you, because I'm not bitter. And Zapp says, I'm not bitter. I'll work with the ugly businessman. I'll make him a lot of money. The way he talks is the way McLuhan would talk. Not
right.
as simply. But Zappa
yes,
understood.
And everybody's talking now about how the Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatles, were the great innovators. But no, the great innovator was...
No, no, I missed that. I missed your sentence. Anybody, what did she say? What did you just say?
Yeah, but everybody's saying Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatles are the great innovators. Because it's 50 years ago that they made the Sgt. Pepper's album. But the real great innovator